Hi, darling.
Hey, Jer. How has your day been?
It's been a day, but I have a question for you.
What's up?
I was speaking with our friends, and many of our friends know about our multi-year, potentially multi-$1,000 investment of our art wall.
It's true. I think if we did an estimate of it, we came out to what, like at least 5K right now.
Yeah, I don't want to think about like the implications of that.
No, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, we support local artists and small businesses. But the reason this came up is because we had a movie night recently and a non-anime fan friend came by.
Yes, I remember that. I met them briefly.
And they were overwhelmed by the state of it.
If you were just a person that did not know anime and you came into our house and like looked at our wall, it's easy to get like lost in the abyss there.
Anime, right? Video games, movies, comic books, kind of anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you remember when it was around Halloween last year.
Mm-hmm.
And people were coming to our house and they were dressed up and this and that.
And we
were
giving them candy.
And then at one point, as like a parent was leaving, I remember them saying, yeah, this is that anime house.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So it's just like, I guess when we have like our windows open and you can kind of see inside a little
you
bit.
You just see a wall of art.
That's the only thing you
but
can see. So
the thing with this friend that came up was I have a very particular preference when it comes to anime characters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is, I love, specifically in either BL or shonen anime, the big, dumb, titted up anime man. Normally, he's a tank of some kind, but those are my favorite characters because they're so lovable, but so stupid, and they have the better tits of anyone in the cast.
Oh, man. I mean, when we think about One Piece, right?
The very Zoro thing. Looks the best.
Yes, and actually somewhat proportional.
Yes. Zoro.
How tall is he? Is there a cannon height for this guy?
181 centimeters, because Sanji is 180.
Why don't you know that? I know why you know that, but why don't you tell our beautiful audience why you know that?
There's a lot of fanfics about a difference of 1 centimeter and how it's proportional all the way around in their bodies.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Anyway, so the reason this came up is me and some of our anime-inclined friends got on a rant of our favorite big, dumb, titted-up anime men. And I came with my favorite. It's not an anime man. He's a comic book man. It's Gambit from the X-Men. And if it's video games, it's Zagreus, because that boy is so dumb.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about, if you were going to say a comics character, what's his face? Nightwing has... like
no, Nightwing has the best ass.
The butt. Yeah.
Nightwing has the best ass, and he's a different type of stupid. No, it's Gambit. Gambit is so top heavy.
Well, they're bringing him back.
I'm so excited for this new series.
It's just going to be... it'll be different voice actors, though, right?
No, it's the same voice actors.
Really?
Yeah, they brought him back.
Wow, that's crazy.
30 years later. But the reason I ask, Dare, is because I want to know what a man's perspective is.
Oh, my God.
On his favorite big, dumb, titted-up anime man. What is it, dear?
I think the easiest one for me in recent memory...
if you say Zoro.
No. In recent memory, it's probably like New Broly.
New Broly is a wonderful opinion.
Yeah.
Biggest tits in that show. And Vegeta has a nice rack.
Yeah, but like the thing is that like...
he's,
you know, they
soft as
they switched. They switched the art style for the Broly movie, right? And they made like Goku and Vegeta a lot leaner. And if you look at Broly in that movie, I think it was to make it seem that like, no, Broly looks completely different.
Yeah.
He's huge. He looks like Tien from original like Dragon Ball.
Oh, he does look... and I did like Tien when we first watched Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. And so my thought was
there's
that
a
like
pattern.
Right. But like everybody else got small, but Broly is just that much bigger. So if we ever go back to the original art style, Broly will be some kind of like mountain of a man. Which will be something.
So I would like to describe a bit more in detail what I mean by a big, dumb, titted up anime man. One, does not have to be anime. It does have to follow some anime tropes, though. Gambit very much follows all those anime tropes, as does Zagreus from the video game Hades. But by big, we mean muscular. He is a muscular and like taller than the rest of the cast. Like, one of the best examples is, like, Joe from Skate isn't exactly tall. I think he's, like, 5'10". But everyone else is, like, 5'6". And so he just looks ginormous comparatively. I think Karu is, like, canonically, like, 5'7", 5'8".
Right.
That is not a tall man. But he is tall. But comparatively, he has to be taller than the rest of the cast.
I see.
Two, dumb. Dumb in, like, not that he's, like, pointlessly dumb, as you so often point out Longa is.
Oh, just, my
God. It's not empty-headed. It's, how do you describe Zoro and Joe and Zagreus's type of dumb?
It's dumb in, like, the almost, like, optimistically, like,
oblivious,
yeah,
kind of way.
It's a little ignorant. It's a little oblivious.
Very just smart at their, like, one thing.
Yeah, and everything else is, like, they haven't had to worry too much about other issues. As they come up, they're like, huh? And so then they address them as they come.
Yeah, like, Zoro's never need to worry about directions, so he's never solved that problem.
Yeah.
But, God, is he a good swordsman!
Right.
And then, tit it up, what we mean is, like, if you were to take the size of his pecs and put them on a woman, it would be like a double D cup.
Oh my God.
And so that is what I mean. They're normally also, like, the most caring and protective person in the show, if you think about it. And I think I just really like that character archetype.
This is a crazy cold open.
It is a crazy cold open. And as you mentioned it, that's the end of our cold open. So, haha. Wow. Welcome to Cosplay Con Crunch, the bi-weekly podcast hosted by me, Cosplay Cajun, or MJ, and my partner in crime and cosplay.
Oh, yeah. I'm Ryan, also known as Actual Rye96 on Instagram.
So this week is a bit different because our first episode is a review of a con. But what is this week, dear?
This week is going to be more of like a convention preparation. So we're going to be talking about what we've been doing in preparation for Anime Boston, which for us is about, you know, the days.
How 10 many? Days. We've got 10 days till Anime Boston.
10 days away. This will be coming out, I believe, a week before.
It'll be the Monday of.
The Monday of.
So
okay.
4 days.
Gotcha. Cool.
So that's exciting.
Well, that gives, well, at least we know what we're doing. We have, like, everything pretty much routed out.
The big thing with Anime Boston, when I say that it's a bit different, is Anime Boston is a little more than 5 weeks right after Katsu. And we spend basically all of November, December, January, and part of February prepping for Katsu because
right,
of, like,
yeah,
how big the con is.
Right. We're also staying, like, literally in the Gaylord Hotel whenever we go. So it's, like, we're on site.
Yeah.
Literally on site. I think we're close this time.
We're across the street.
Yeah.
So okay. The way that Anime Boston is set up is it's in Copley Square at Back Bay in Boston. What that means is there is a giant, like, luxury mall for some reason that is connected to two different hotels, a Marriott and I think Hyatt or something, another hotel chain, where there is a convention center in the middle. And so if you're entering from the street, you can enter the convention center from one of two ways. You can enter it from the convention center side or the mall side. We are staying in a hotel across the street, like catty corner, to the mall side. And
yeah,
so what we will do is we'll cross the street, enter the mall, and walk through, which is always a very fun experience.
It's truly. I'm remembering this from last year, because last year we took Anime Boston pretty seriously.
Yeah.
We did.
But we also stayed at the Marriott.
We
which
did.
Is at
we
the
did.
End of the mall side.
Right, right. So we covered a lot more distance last year than we will this year, right?
No, opposite.
Opposite.
We had to go up the escalators and down, like, a wing of one of the malls. Now
I
we
see.
Have to go all the way starting from, like, remember the CVS on the corner?
Oh, wow.
We have to start
okay.
from the CVS and walk all the way out.
I see. Yeah, so the cosplay walk of shame will be much longer. It'll be interesting, though.
It's always so fun, because, like, the thing with that mall is a luxury mall. So there's Dior and there's like Gucci and
the most expensive coffee shop known to man.
Yeah. It's and so just bad. And then like randomly a Yard House.
Oh yeah, and everybody just camps out at the Yard House
because you can get a yard of beer.
What?
You can get it, they sell a yard of beer.
What? As in like, you know, they measure
the glass out a yard. Is a yard tall.
That's why it's so tall.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That is why so many hoodies keeps talking about how excited they are to get a yard of beer.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I keep forgetting that so many hoodies actually does like beer because I know that your thing is very much
me
not.
And Danda's dress up hates it.
Yeah.
We are like very, and so does
anything adjacent. Mochi
P. Yeah. Also hates it. It's just you and so many hoodies.
Yeah, no, it's true. And
it's honest, easy to forget. I don't know if Morally Gray does.
That's true. I guess we'll find out this time.
I'm excited. So the way that this is working for us is we're staying at the Fairmount across the street. So we'll walk through. But we're staying with a friend that I've gotten to know, but we've never stayed with before. And I'm excited to see. So many hoodies and Danda's dress up live close to the con. So they just kind of Uber.
Yeah, they kind of commute.
They commute. And honestly, I think they might take the T.
The T.
It is the metro system in Boston.
Oh, I see.
So okay. We're getting off at the T station Back Bay, which is that, like, remember how there's the weird train station and then, like, you walk a little bit and then there's the hotels and then the convention and the mall?
Right.
Yeah. So gotcha. We'll be getting off there. So, yeah, the big thing with Anime Boston is that we kind of don't have the ability to make big new builds.
No, because it comes so fresh off of KatsuCon. That
and our anniversary.
And our anniversary now, too.
Our wedding anniversary. We've been married officially for 1 year. Go us.
Woo! Yeah, Vermont was beautiful.
And also, Nightwing, our dog, is officially 10 years old.
Yes, the same day, which was not something that I learned until afterwards. I knew that Nightwing's birthday was in March, but I did not know that it would turn out to be the exact day of our anniversary.
I didn't remember until my dad sent me all of the vet records.
Oh, my God. So we pulled it up, and it was like, oh, wait a minute.
And I was like, oh, shoot. Ryan's not going to be happy about this.
He gets chicken. You get a free chicken.
You got free chicken. But yeah, we don't have the ability to do big builds because with our anniversary, Katsu, and just kind of getting back into schoolwork for me and work for you, those 5 weeks become like 3 weeks. This time, what are we doing?
This time, this felt like a pop quiz.
What's our lineup, Ryan? No, have you been paying
lineup.
Attention?
I know our lineup, but it felt the way that was asked was such a pop quiz. Okay, all right. Well, I've been paying attention. I have, I promise. On Friday, we're going to be doing a streetwear Inuyasha and Kagome.
Which, yeah.
Confirm this for me. Like, that's just one fan's art of it, right?
What I sent you was one fan art, but it's like a pretty common like design because the original manga came out in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
And so they were like...
They modernized it a little bit.
Well, they were like, we never see Kagome in normal clothing. What would it look like if Inuyasha had to spend time with Kagome in like the modern era time. Instead of the Edo period?
Okay.
And they're like, Kagome seems chill.
Kagome's got streetwear.
Kagome's wearing got Prada. Street-
So anyways, yes, that's our Friday lineup. And Saturday, we're doing Shanks and Mihawk again. You're redoing pants.
I'm making so many pants.
Yeah. And then Sunday, you're going to be doing a bunny suit version of
It's Easter
Karu.
Sunday.
Yeah. Karu, who is the skate cherry character. Karu, what's the last name, MJ? You know that one too, right?
I can't pronounce it right. It translates to cherry blossom.
All right. You said it yesterday, and I was like, what is that?
I said it yesterday, and now I'm going to... I think I have a thick open on my phone.
Oh, man.
This is why you shouldn't ask me these questions.
I just... I want to hear it, because you gave it to me yesterday. I'm like, who is that? Who are you talking about?
Sakayurashiki. I'm bad at reading in English, and now you're making me read in Japanese.
Sakura Yashiki?
Yeah. It translates to cherry blossom.
It's kind of cool. Oh, Sakura. That's why. Oh, in Naruto. Sakura has pink hair. That's probably why.
Let's see exactly what it... at the bottom of the fandom pages, they always say, like, fun factoids. This is what this means.
Right.
Apparently, Joe's name means tiger or something.
That's interesting.
Also, he goes to the gym for like 6 hours a day.
He goes to the gym for 6 hours a day. Then he skates.
All right, Carter's kanji. Sakura means cherry blossom. And ya means roof, house, or dealer. And then spread, pave, sit is shiki.
Gotcha.
And then his first name means fragrance. But it also contains
smelly cherry blossom. So, all right.
So, yeah. All right. That was a tangent that you got me on intentionally, I think. But yeah, maybe. So the thing that is happening is because we don't get the chance to really make big builds, like I can't do a no debt, I can't do like something from scratch, we end up rewearing a lot of stuff for Anime Boston.
Yes,
like,
we also...
Last year we rewore cosplays because we did Inuyasha first at Katsu, and then... What did we wear for the other? We did Hal and Sophie for Saturday.
Yeah, that's our comfy costume at this point.
It is so comfortable.
Yeah.
It's a nice, it's like a nice loose dress that I can wear like compression shorts under.
Oh, it's fantastic. And everybody recognizes you. It's just like, it's maybe the best return on investment we've ever had.
Anime Boston is where we got that man painted me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we have it actually up here in my office. There's a, we were walking around the, was it the dealer's hall?
The dealer's hall, because I was making you go look for banana fish.
Right, right. And so I actually did find one.
You did. You did find me the volume I was looking for. It's the last volume. It has Garden of Light in it.
Gotcha. And then...
And so I was just standing there waiting. I think I was like, holding a book.
Yeah. And it was just like a very scenic, like, I guess, picture. And so kind of like we talked about in the first episode.
About, oh, yeah. About getting...
Getting pictures, like, you know, taken of you. This was a crazy secret fourth option.
He painted, he watercolor painted me. And then he just didn't sign it, just gave it to me and walked away.
It was crazy. I wish we had any level of like contact with that man. I mean, he had cool stuff and he was doing this to other people too.
Yeah.
So now I just have this random watercolor like rendition of my wife in my office now. But it's like dressed in a cosplay that is not your hair. And like it resembles you, but it's very clearly like
not me. Like
that a character.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, but that is MJ.
Yeah, we'll have to post it online at some point. I might post it to my Instagram story and be like, a year ago, Anime Boston.
Somebody find this
man.
he was here, I promise.
But yeah. And because of that, we kind of get to wear, we get to use the 4 to 5 weeks to perfect cosplays.
Yeah, fine-tuned.
Which is why I am currently making 4 pairs of pants.
It's always wearing it, right? Trying it on is so different from wearing it the entire day. And I think that that's what we learn at KatsuCon. We learn, like,
every year, what is uncomfortable.
What is the integrity of this cosplay? Like, the integrity of the material and it just standing together. So why don't you go ahead and start telling
people. So kind of as we talked about in our first episode, both my pants for Mihawk were super itchy because I basically made them in 3 hours.
Right.
Because I had ripped and destroyed the fabric that I was originally using, didn't have enough left to remake them, had to use a completely different fabric that I used for something else. It was still white, still worked, but like because of all the raw edges on the inside, it was so itchy. Right along the outside of my leg and right on the inside.
Oh, wow. The timing of this.
Ryan is referencing the fact that it turns out I have a weird blood disorder that means that if I heat up my body too quickly, either through exercise or through temperature, my blood vessels cause my legs to itch really bad.
This was crazy. You, I feel like when you were describing this, you would have started at, my legs start to itch. Because of this weird, like, temperature.
Oh, so I did the U thing where I started backwards?
Yeah, you started at the end and went to the beginning. It's crazy.
Ryan doesn't know how to give compliments. He gives, like, the weird part first and then explains the compliment.
I have to justify it. Anyways, go back to here.
And Ryan popped off literally all but 3 of his buttons on his Shanks pants.
Unfortunate.
Because Ryan apparently doesn't know how to put buttons on.
No, I mean, we'll end up talking about it at some point in the future. But, like, the idea of, like, fasteners has always, like, you know, fascinated me.
fasteners fascinate.
They do. And okay. I want to know more about them.
I want to know what love is. Sorry. And between those two, you couldn't wear your Shanks pants again.
No.
You had ripped them, basically.
Yeah, I mean, not fabric. I ripped, but the buttons are...
Well, the button... When you rip the buttons off enough, you end up ripping the fabric.
Oh, jeez. Well, I guess they're... Yeah, there you go.
Because you're ripping thread, and thread pulls, and it can tear a hole in the fabric.
Oh, yeah. I mistreated those pants.
You did. And I would rather burn mine than wear them again.
Oh, my God.
They're so uncomfortable.
And also, well, Saturday will be... This is the other thing. The Saturday will be the long day.
Yes.
So you want to make sure that you've got something that's
comfortable. I lasted in Mihawk for a while
you
at
did.
Katsu.
Oh, you did, no doubt.
But especially with that sword.
We did whip it out on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was the most uncomfortable already from everything else. Like, just by Sunday, I was exhausted. I was like, I'll go to bed. I went to the fabric store to get new fabric for you. I've already completed Shanks's pants.
They're already done?
Yeah, done. Okay. I honestly like the fabric I got for you a lot more. One, it's softer and like lighter weight, so it looks more flowy.
This is the... You got this from not Joann's.
I got this from Osgoods.
Okay. Oh, good, okay.
This is when I took Morally Gray to Osgoods for the first time.
Oh, right,
and
gotcha.
He just kind of wandered for a while.
It's
I was fine.
You know, like, I only my relationship with fabric and sewing is strictly through you. Mm-hmm. And so I have no real relationship with it.
And my mom. You randomly see her do things.
That's fair, periodically. And then I also randomly hear her describe things to you. So either way,
a comprehensible way.
Yeah. And so the thing with that is that even I, when I walked into that giant like fabric department store, like a Costco for fabric, right, I was like, this is incredible. Truly incredible.
Only thing is they don't have buttons.
Yeah. Oh, they really don't?
They really don't. They have zippers.
Oh, okay.
But they don't have Velcro, they don't have boning, and they don't have buttons.
Wow, they know what they're about.
Fabric.
We do fabric here.
Well, I guess on the whole fabric sales side, like on the online website, they sell boning, but it's the really weird boning that boning comes in one of two packages. It either comes like in strips that are like straight already, or it comes in like a roll and then you have to like flatten it out, and I hate having to flatten it out because I never feel like I flatten it out well enough.
Yeah, you've gotten away with not using
use very thick zip ties.
It's very genius, honestly. I was gonna say, what is the... When you buy boning, like real boning, right? Mm-hmm. Does it come in like a long like roll?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can kind of make it as long as you want.
Yeah, that's the intent.
Oh,
because like, right. While I use it for corseting, some people use it for like capes and like...
Oh.
For collars, like stiff collars and like skirt pieces.
And if you can make it your own size, then I can see how that's beneficial.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're mostly working on pants.
I'm mostly working on pants. And then I had to fix Mihawk's cuff because I accidentally sewed the embellishment down wrong.
What is the embellishment?
I have some gold lace on the cuff embellishment.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And I think I pointed out to you, and Dan does dress up, that like I had sewed it down, and if you looked on the inside, there was just like a piece that was folded over, and I was like, well, that sucks. And you guys were like, no one noticed then. I'm like, but I did.
But I know. So, okay.
And then for the Bunny Cherry and streetwear Inuyasha, I'm borrowing a jacket from a friend. I'm using shoes that I already have, but for Cherry, I had to buy the whole costume again.
Yeah.
Because it's like a bunny suit and some heels.
All right, nice. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so while I'm doing a lot of just like remodding stuff, what have you gotten to do, dear?
Yeah, crazy enough, I've actually also had to do remodding. So I don't know if we mentioned this before, but I had to get a new computer relatively recently. Okay. And so in reformatting my hard drive, I lost all of my old 3D models on my old computer. And so I made the Tessaiga before. I did, like twice. This will be my third time's the charm Tessaiga. And We talked about this a little bit. You said that since it's going to be a streetwear version of Inuyasha, that it would be okay if we didn't have the actual sword. And that's fine. I can go with that. But, like, I also just made the sword in full size.
I can't believe you remade it just full size again.
Yeah, I know.
It looks good.
I did. I needed to remake it. For myself to, like, have it for future reference, I figured I'd make it. But also, if I do end up, like, I'll make this scaled down and, like, put it together.
Yeah.
Right? So that you can wear it around your neck. But
I think maybe we could wear it around my hip.
What do you mean?
Like a belt chain.
Oh. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting. How does he carry it? Does he have a scabbard?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has a sheath that it fits into. Remember, it shrinks down in size?
To fit into the sheath.
Yeah.
And then increases when it comes out.
It's a magical sword. It's made from his dad's fang.
Don't say that to me. I don't want to hear it.
Magical sword?
I don't want to hear it. So
Zoro randomly gets 2 extra heads and 6 extra arms. Shut up.
Yeah, we haven't explained that yet.
No, 4 extra arms. I did math wrong.
So, the thing is, I made the sword in 2 pieces again, and I actually pulled it up here so that you could see it.
I can see it.
Yes, and so if you look at it this time.
You didn't splice it at the blade. You sliced at the handle. You spliced it like in the middle of the blade.
Huh. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So, I did this. So I made it so that the sword has a locking bit here and also a hole for support. So I'll finally have
a
spine. I'll put a spine in this sword and hope that this is enough, basically, to be able to keep it. And so that's the primary thing that I'm contributing to our Anime Boston lineup. But I actually did pick up a commission relatively recently, and so I'm finishing up on that. It's going to be there's a bunch of accessory pieces for a Genshin cosplay.
I wish I got Genshin.
I know. I do too. But I'm happy that I'm able to help out. It's kind of cool. I didn't realize how many pieces went on to like the cape. And so I had to go back and print a bunch more. So at some point this week, we'll be done with that. And then I'll be able to refocus my efforts onto Inuyasha for a third time.
Hey, technically, this is the fourth time you've printed it. Because if you remember, you broke one model halfway through.
Oh,
like, screw this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. So I don't even know how many times I've remade like the model for this thing, but for sure I have made at least 2 full swords. Are you still going to try to do, I remember when we made this sword the first time,
mm-hmm.
you had like a yarn that you used
I'll
for like
to
the hair.
The yarn, yeah.
Okay. Do you want to make it maybe like a thinner yarn?
A thinner yarn. I can try.
Yeah.
There's a very specific coloration to it.
I see. I don't know. That's a bit out of my element. I don't know. Yeah. How did we adhere it?
Super glue. Hot glue.
Okay, maybe we can use our new upgraded hot glue. It's pretty good. It's
yeah,
like a cosplay hot glue.
So, because we're taking the train to get to Anime Boston. Parking at the hotel in Back Bay, downtown Boston, is like $60 a night. And we just paid way too much for parking at Katsu. I refuse to pay way too much parking again.
Well, at least we got to split it with your sister. That was not so bad.
Not so bad. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
But no, I agree. I think that taking the train is better anyways. I just enjoy the train.
But
that
also that
there
means
were more
that certain props can't travel.
No, but we had foresight.
I did have. We?
Wow! Who had foresight?
I had foresight.
Good job.
And I contacted the individuals needed. So one of our friends is holding Yoru until Saturday for us. But they messaged me earlier that the hilt has started to separate on the sides. So I get to go by their house on Tuesday and fix that.
Tuesday. Big sad.
So that's fun.
That's cool.
A bunch of hot glue. Squirting a bunch of hot glue in that crack.
Yeah. Well, it needs it. So I hope it takes the hot glue well.
I think I'm going to hot glue it and then use rubber bands.
That's probably we need clamps. That's the next. We need like a set of clamps to get this, like, you know, not just for this sword, but just
kind of for anything, all things, a lot of things for fusing purposes.
Yeah. Well, okay. I actually prepared something for you, and I didn't want to tell you before because I wanted to be more of a surprise.
Oh God.
Yeah. No. No. It's nothing like crazy, but
I started like that then.
Because I started at the end and then worked to the beginning.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah, so
full circles.
What I have here is a list of my top five predictions for Anime Boston. Just general predictions.
General predictions.
Yeah, and I wanna kinda go through them with you.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to rate them on a scale of 1 to 5.
Like how likely that they happen or?
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out what I want to rate them as. I will rate this on a scale of 1 to 5 glue sticks. Because the more glue sticks involved in a project, the worse it is.
This is. I'm gonna leave this in. How about that? I'll leave this part in because that was MJ's third take of trying to say glue stick. And then the dogs just started to bark.
I would love it so much more if they can't hear the dogs barking. I know they can. It's possible.
Like, when I go through and I end up like removing the excess noise, you probably won't hear them.
Oh no! Leave in the excess noise for this bit and this bit alone.
Oh, just cut. Yeah, no, I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, no. Glue stick was sticking to my tongue, like glue.
Glue. Oh wow! This guy's nuts.
What are your damn predictions, asshole?
All right. So I have some convention predictions. Okay. The first prediction is, and actually this is crazy. So like when I was trying to make these predictions, I was trying to go onto like the Anime Boston like website and see what the like schedule, like autographs and like lineup are. It's not out yet. It is currently March 20th when we're recording. And
9 days.
Yeah. 9 days.
Until like the con opens, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy to me that they don't have it. And if you actually look at their website, like as of right now, they said, check back in a couple of months. I'm like, brother, you've got a couple days to figure this out. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anime Boston is notorious for not posting a schedule, except for like, if you go on their Instagram, you will find some events. Babe, they're still announcing what voice actors will be there.
Yeah, I know. And like I did see some. I saw some voice actors and I recognized a few of them and I was like, this is weird because this is definitely like much fewer.
They announced that J. Michael Tatum would be there 3 days before the con.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's not on there.
No, he probably won't be this year. Is there last year?
That's fair.
Just sad because we won't get Anime After Dark.
That was fun. That was really good, actually. Okay, so I'm gonna throw some convention predictions out. All right, and we don't have to talk about this for very long, but I think that it'd be kind of interesting.
Oh, I'm so intrigued to know what you came up with.
All right. So the first one, and I think the most likely one, will be a mid-convention boba, because it has basically happened at like the past three conventions.
Oh, you're right. I will give that a 4 glue sticks.
Yeah, it's probably very
I can see
likely.
That as a Saturday thing.
When did that start? Do you remember?
It started with you guys while I was at basic training at Kineticon.
Oh, right. Yep, that's it. And it was because MJ notoriously has been like weird with boba.
I don't boba like, tea. I didn't realize that some of the balls didn't burst. I thought all the balls bursted.
You actually started at
Bursting balls,
like the strawberry, like popping.
Yeah, because I don't really like. I think my biggest thing was I don't like coffee, and I don't like a lot of American teas.
Right.
I found out I really love Thai tea though.
Oh, no, Thai tea's great. It comes out orange, and that's
I love that. It's the really best. Fun. But I didn't know that tapioca didn't burst, and so I was very uncomfortable with the idea of all these balls bursting in my mouth.
Oh yeah, because it's just like you get one flavor, and then as you like close your mouth, it just kind of pops and you're like, oh, it's a different one.
And they sometimes didn't always they
don't
blend.
Match. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes they don't match.
And so it made me very uncomfortable and very turned off with the idea. And then you and a person we don't talk to anymore scolded me and told me that not all of the balls burst. And that person we don't talk to anymore called me a fucking moron for not knowing that. And so I think I threw a pillow at his head.
Yeah, it happens. So anyways.
And now I like boba most of the time.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we won't drink, like, bad boba. I try to go out of my way to find, like...
You go out of your way to find very good boba, and I appreciate that about you.
Thanks. All right, so...
So I said that's four glue sticks.
That's pretty good. The second one is going to be problematic, right? Because if we do it, I don't know how it's going to work.
I don't know.
Buying a large print.
No! No! One glue stick!
I specifically wrote at least 11 by 17. And the only reason that I say that is because Anime Boston, at least for us, has been... The first year we ever went to Anime Boston, we were kind of like... We were very upset. It was a pretty mixed bag for us.
Well, it was also... It was 2022, so it was at the height of COVID. And they didn't well display that you had to wear masks. The masks that they had available, you had to pay for it, and they were very uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Do you remember what you had to do?
I had to find a stand
yeah.
in the, like, dealer's hall to buy a mask from because, like, my ears were actually getting rubbed raw
oh my God.
By the mask.
Well, but even before that, when we were just trying to get in line into the
convention. Oh, yeah. I had to sprint in the first version of Sophie's dress, which was like 4 inches too long on the bottom.
Yeah.
To the CVS at the other end of the mall.
Which is where we're at now.
Which is where we're at now. To buy three masks. They only sold one type of mask, and it was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We were only there for one day. And... Like, the schedule was poorly, like, distributed. The layout was very confusing.
Everyone
and there was
asked.
Way too many people.
Every single person that we asked that was, like, staff there.
I was like, can I have a physical map, please? I just need, like, a physical map to know where this room is.
Yes.
And they were like, well, if you download the app. And I'm like, I don't have service in here. I can't download the app. I tried downloading the app. It won't work. And they're like, well, if you download the app, then you'll be able to find it. But we don't have the physical
app. We don't have the app.
And I was like, you guys are useless. And so we didn't really get to. But last year, we got Yu-Gi-Oh! Leafeon, the best Pokemon, next mm-hmm. to Wooper. We got no Wooper. We got Rogue and Gambit. We got Banana Fish, which I never get. The only fish.
So what I'm trying to say is that, I mean... I don't really know if we humored their art hall very much the first year because we were so
frustrated.
I think
that was the only thing we did.
Yeah, and even then, did we buy anything the first year?
We got a couple things.
Yeah.
We were living in this house.
Yeah, we were for 2022.
I think we got like two or three.
We just moved here.
And that was the other thing
right.
of why
we
had just moved here and your mom and brother were coming up to visit us.
Right.
The
right.
weekend, like the 3 days before.
Yes.
And my mom and dad were there. The weekend of, and they had a lovely trip in Boston while we were at this fucking convention.
That's funny. Yeah, so the reason that I say buying large print is because inevitably we will go to the artist alley and we will see a print that we like and we'll ask the question that we always ask, which is,
do you have this smaller? 6x8?
Do you have the smaller? Maybe 8x11, please? And they'll go, oh no, this is the only size we got. We only got 11x17 or the nightmare scenario.
12x18.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
But that's how we got that beautiful Yuri on Ice print. We got that last year at Anime Boston.
The beautiful one was also 12x18, right?
Huh?
Wasn't that 12x18? Yuri on Ice one?
Yuri on Ice, Kagome and Inuyasha, and Tengen.
Tengen. The Tengen one's good. I like that.
I like how he's just like a little bit. A little bit of a fuckboy. He's a big titted up anime man.
Yes, he is. Yes. MJ did a whole face.
I did a so many hoodies face whenever their dress
is gone.
No
reference, no point of reference, but okay. Anyways, all right, the third thing.
That was just for you, dear.
I appreciate it.
No, we'll end up with one, and the one that I will be okay with is if it is Mihawk or like the Mihawk family.
We don't have one.
We have one of Mihawk.
We have one, but
it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not great, but it's fine. But and I would put it above Yoru. As like a little
homage
to my little shrine of this man.
Yes, because we ended up hanging Yoru in our house.
On our stairs. And it's kind of imposing and threatening to anyone who walks by it.
It's a bit much. Okay. All right. So that's my second prediction.
Okay.
My third prediction. Do they have meetups at Anime Boston? They do, mm-hmm. right? Okay. There will be a One Piece meetup. It will be on the wrong day for us.
Three
yeah
three glue sticks
yeah
because it's Saturday
it should be
Should be.
It should be on Saturday because One Piece is now, like, you know, having a resurgence in popularity. People really like it. You'd imagine that you would put the One Piece meetup on Saturday.
Hey, Katsu had it on Friday and Saturday, and the one day we didn't do One Piece.
There you go. So let's see. I am willing to say wrong day. So you're saying the likeliness that it would be the wrong day is a 3 out of 5?
3 out of 5 glue sticks.
Fair enough.
It's probably the number of glue sticks I'll have to use to fix Yoru.
Oh, geez. Well, all right. So
what's your next prediction, babe?
Okay. My next prediction. I'm not sure how much you want to go into this or how much you're willing to share, but it is on the Cosplay Cajun Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
There will be some kind of callback to the tortilla video.
I would love for a callback for, all right, for the fans that have never checked out my Instagram. Totally understandable. It's not very exciting all the time.
Fake fans. I don't know what you're talking about.
Fake fans? No. Fake I love fans. All of you individually. There is a video of me and So Many Hoodies last year at Katsu, where a guy had set up in the lobby, because there are a lot of lobby conners at Katsu, and he had bottles of water, bottles of vodka, and tortillas. And what you would do...
Bottles of vodka? I didn't know this. So wait,
was the vodka was completely separate.
Oh.
And right. The vodka was the loser was supposed to take a shot after you lose. And I think I did. I think I did end up taking a shot of vodka. But what ended up happening was, so you fill your mouth with water and you get slapped in the face with a tortilla by your friend and then you slap them in the face. The first person to spew out all of their water by either impact or laughing loses. And I lost because So Many Hoodies' tortilla broke and it knocked over Dan Does Dress Up's Moscow Mule.
Oh, nice.
And so the tortilla got soaked with vodka and ginger beer by the time that So Many Hoodies came and picked it up.
I see.
So on the next slap, I get hit in the face with a vodka-soaked tortilla.
Beautiful.
And that shocked me enough that I spewed out all of this water.
Yep, and lost the game.
And lost the game. Because, like, it was like a moderately hard hit. Like, we were whacking each other with these, like, big-ass tortillas. But, I don't know if you've ever been hit in the face with wet bread before, dear.
No, haven't had the luxury.
It's a very strange experience.
I don't imagine if you got a regular piece of bread, like a sliced piece of bread, and wet it, and you hit somebody with it, it would really remain intact at all.
No.
And so when So Many Hoodies hit you with it, you got hit in the face, did it break?
No.
Or did it remain?
It remained.
It's a strong tortilla, man.
It was a strong tortilla. It was a mission tortilla.
Well. All right. Product placement.
Product placement for those tortillas. They're bad, though. They were hard.
Oh, they went... So it needed a little bit of juice, you know?
No, it didn't. I would have preferred the hard tortilla to a wet tortilla, because I then just smelled like vodka.
Yeah, that's true.
Got in my wig. I was in Walk of Shame charity.
That's right. You put on the
I put
the
on
Joe shirt.
The Joe Whataburger shirt and my most... disintegrated pair of jeans that I ripped because I was lifting one time and I like tore them completely.
I did not know that that's how they ripped.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I lifted.
I flexed too hard
and jeans ripped. And my cherry wig with the ponytail down.
Yeah.
Walk of Shame cherry.
Nice. So how likely would you say?
5 out of 5.
You wanted to happen.
I want it.
Now you'll just make it happen.
Now I'll just make it happen. I'll just buy tortillas.
Yeah. And if we don't do it, then that's just a shame.
And then we just have tortillas.
Yeah. As long as they're mission tortillas, you know.
Don't want mission tortillas. If it can go dry in like a day, that's a bad sign.
Yes. Well, okay. Anyways.
What's your last prediction?
Oh, it's pretty tame. It's just a sword fail.
A sword.
Because we have 2 swords going.
Yeah.
Actually, 3 swords if you count the Shanks sword. Oh, it'd be crazy if that's the one.
It's the critical failure.
The store-bought one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that a sword critically failing.
Critically failing. Like not even just minorly half, failing.
Yeah, like breaking in half. A sword breaking in half is my prediction.
I'd say 2.
I'd say 2. 2 out of 5. That's pretty accurate. I would say...
I don't think it'll be Yoru.
You think it'll be the curse of the Tasaiga?
I think it'll be the curse of the Tasaiga.
Watch it be the small one. Wait, so I wanted to clarify. Do you want me to make both? If I can.
I feel like it.
Oh, man.
Whatever you feel like
this
there.
This is bait, and you this should see bait. How they're looking at me. Oh, no. That's all I've got for predictions. Do you have any predictions off the cuff?
I have one. So you mentioned it lightly, but we didn't really go into it. Sunday is Easter Sunday for the con. And so many hoodies, Dan does dress up, and Morley Gray and I are doing bunny suit versions of characters. So like the Playboy bunny outfits.
Right.
They are doing the Hashira. Morley Gray is doing a Genshin character.
Wait, they're doing the Hashira, the love Hashira, right?
No.
No?
Who
are they doing?
The angry older brother.
The angry... Oh, wow. Wait, so will they be dressing... Will they be doing mask makeup and everything then?
I think so, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. And then okay.
Butterfly, the bug Hashira.
Gotcha.
Never remember their names.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
And then I will be Karu. And so we all have different outfits. I'm going to bring an Easter egg basket. I'm going to offer it to the other three. And we'll get color-themed Easter eggs and stuff. And
nice. Filter them out.
Filter them out, yeah. Pink. Mine will be pink and green. And purple. Pink, green. No.
No, so, can you do green? Because that's Joe color.
Yeah, but he's my boyfriend.
Well, yeah, canonically, I guess.
They fug.
All right. I guess I have to start ticking the explicit box, huh?
Have you not been?
No.
Oh, yes.
They start out not.
They start out not? I opened this with talking about tits.
You said titted.
Titted up.
Yeah.
Titted up.
Anyway, so.
Right. I think a thing that may happen is either a nip slip or like a thigh slip, because like basically what will happen is like it'll ride too high up and like my underwear will show or something. That is what I am predicting.
Mm, okay. Yes. All right. Are you asking me to maybe rank?
Yeah. That? What do you think? You'll be in just like normal Ryan.
Yeah. I'm excited. Sundays for conventions for me have become normie day.
Mm-hmm.
I love normie day. Normie day has no stakes. I'll just be taking pictures. So I think realistically, I mean, does it have to be, am I predicting for you or just in general?
In general, I think one of the four of us will have either a panty slip or a nip slip.
If it's for all four of you, I'm going to have to basically say 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very confident. But if I was to just do you,
mm-hmm.
I would say like 3. I would say 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, I don't know. We don't even have all the pieces for it yet, so we don't know how it like fits.
No, it'll coming look. In tomorrow.
Yeah. And also, the last piece will be here on Sunday.
Which is my shoes?
No,
the laces.
You have the shoes.
No, those are Mihawk shoes.
Oh, yeah. I think the last piece is the shoes, yeah. And those come in on Sunday.
Okay.
So that gives us a week. Not even, that gives us 4 days.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We can only hope.
I guessed the size. It. I like looked at the size chart and I went, well, this will be fine.
It's not promising.
It we'll might be happens. A little tight.
Yeah. Okay.
But, and then I think.
Are you going to do another prediction?
I have one more prediction, which is I think someone's going to cry in our friend group.
Oh, no. I didn't know you were going to make. I try to avoid doing personal ones.
Oh, it might be me.
Oh, man.
It might, like, if the sword breaks, I might cry. If Yoru breaks, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, that's valid. I don't want to do that again.
You don't want to print that again? You can make the hole bigger this time.
Uh-huh.
You can make the hole bigger, and it can actually fit like a PVC.
Man.
Do you want to tell that story?
No, it's too much. It's like I had to modify a PVC to fit into Yoru, and it's still providing structure, right? It's still a spine for it.
Yeah.
But they don't give you, like, when they say a PVC pipe is like 1 inch, right? It's not actually 1 inch. It's 1.1 inches, which is like an awkward difference, right? 1.1, like 3.5 inches is what it comes out to.
Because the hole is 1 inch.
Because the hole is 1 inch, but. The thing is that a lot of the times, right, so, like, they say that, like, the 0.75-inch one, right, has an outside diameter of 1.
Does it?
Right? And it almost does, but not good enough. It has a diameter of like 1.03 something, and that's still too much. And so I had to get an even smaller one. So yeah, it sucked. Yeah, it sucked. Anyways, whatever.
We found this out after you had bought like 3 PVC pipes and had them cut.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. We got there eventually. And then yeah. I saw the difference. But for someone to cry, I don't know if this makes me a bad person, but 5 out of 5. Someone's going to cry. We have too many people in our crew.
We have too many friends.
We have too many people in our crew for it to not be, right? Yeah. I'd say 5 out of 5. For you to cry, 2 out of 5.
So you're banking that your will break 2 out of 5?
Basically, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. And my last prediction is I will find a piece of artwork that I really like, but you will not, and you will look at me and go, MJ, do we need it? Really?
I don't usually push back like that.
No, but there has been one or two times where I'm like, no, but Ryan, look at it. And you're like, MJ, no.
I don't know. I guess it would really depend. It would have to be something that I genuinely have no feelings about. Because like, if you find that, you know what? Crazy. I mean, if you want, you could get it. But like for me, MJ, I can't even picture what those characters look like. That's how little I know about that show.
I know.
But the other, I'm thinking about it like this though. That I also like, I watched like Trigun Stampede, mm-hmm. right? With you, like the first like 2 or 3 episodes. And I was like, this is okay. It's not my style. But even then, we have art for it on our wall, right? And I'm like, I don't know. I could be convinced if it's good art. It would have to be like, I have to fundamentally disagree with like the way it looks. So let's see. For that, 3.
I think the one where you looked at me and was genuinely like, MJ, you can do it, but really think about it, was at Katsu in the Bound Anime Men. There was Zoro and Mihawk.
Oh, yes. And I was
Ryan, they look really good. And you're like, MJ, no.
Yeah, no, we're branching out from like potential like lewd content to like actually like not safe content. Like on our wall. Yeah. Because we got guys kissing, which according to Amazon is mature rated. But it's I wouldn't consider that like explicit.
Yeah.
Right? It's just,
except for the one where my mom thought it was a penis.
I don't see how. I keep looking at it and I sometimes go, where is the penis?
There's a picture of Zagreus and Thanatos from the game Hades, and Thanatos's leg is up and he has like bone armor, and my mom was sitting on our couch and went, Madeline, is that that man's penis? And I was concerned because it's the size of his leg. So that's nerve-wracking.
Needless to say, we had to correct MJ's mom. That was not his penis.
That was not his penis.
So,
I'm trying to think. What's the most lewd one we have? Is it Joe? Is it Joe at the beach?
I mean, that's just because it's at a beach, though. Yeah, would you consider topless beach like lewd? I'm not really. No. I don't know. I would say that we've got...
There's a different one of Joe and Sherry making out.
We have that?
Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
Up on the back wall by the Mario picture.
Oh.
I see it every time I walk in my office.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I mean, it's for you.
It's for me.
Nice.
There's that one. There's the Thanatos and Zagreus one.
They're both pretty, like, fine.
But I'm thinking of, like, their individual portraits where, like, Zagreus...
It's just in, like, a blood
is
bath.
In a blood pool and is... Toga's slipping off his lower. So, okay. Yeah, that was the most lewd.
Yeah.
That I was like, and that you were genuinely like, no, MJ, no. But there's not often, like, lewd. There's explicit, but there's not.
No, yeah, you're right. Because let me tell you, these conventions do have a ton of explicit art, right? And I'm not going to harsh people's mellow, but like, I don't know, I can't put that on like display. Even if it's in my, like, if I was single and I had my own room, I don't even think that I would put like explicit pictures like that up, because then what if I have friends come over? I'm like, yeah, it's in my room. And then they just see that up on the wall. I'd be like, no, I don't know, man. I'd feel real shame.
Yeah.
That'd be a bit much.
I think it's the thing of, it's like, if it was on Tumblr, I would have hearted it and reblogged it.
Yeah, right. I'm on my phone.
Like, I can't have that in my house.
No, I get it.
I don't want to see it every day. Maybe every once in a while. But no, without the, I think the predictions are good, and I'm excited to see which ones do and don't happen.
Yeah, let's find out. we'll have like, our next episode will be how Anime Boston went, and we'll get to do the same thing that we did in our first episode.
Yeah.
Which was to provide like a more robust rating of it.
And that one might come out Wednesday after instead of Monday.
Yeah.
So then we'll be back to our normal Monday schedule, but.
And we'll also be going back to a more Monday bi-weekly schedule.
Yes, this was rushed out so that we would get all our predictions out.
Yeah.
And kind of talk about building and stuff. Oh, I also have to do wig work again, and I'm so not excited for that. Oh. I've been staring at the crimper.
Oh, for Karu?
No, I'm doing crimper for Inuyasha because of how big his hair is.
How was that last year? Is it the same wig?
It's the same wig. I'm just actually styling it properly, because if you remember, it was kind of flat.
Oh, okay.
It's very straight.
That makes sense.
So, okay. Well, I'm not a wig person. I've never been a wig person. I wear them fine. I don't know how to style them.
It looked like you were going somewhere else. It looked like you were trying to do the wrap up.
I was going to do the wrap up, and then I just had that final thought of just like, I can't do wigs. I'm bad at it.
God bless Dan Does Dress Up.
God bless Dan Does Dress Up for that Odette wig, because I would not have been able to do it. So, that is a wrap on our breakdown of Anime Boston prep. Tune in next week to hear our recover and recap of Anime Boston 2024 and see how it went. As always, I've been your host. You can find me at Instagram or TikTok with cosplay_Cajun. Thank you so much for listening. Ryan, what about you?
I'm Ryan. Still actual Ryan96. You can find me on Instagram if you would like. Very excited to see if our predictions come true. Let's see what happens.
Some of them I hope don't.
I'm excited regardless.
Oh my gosh, Ryan loves gambling.
Woo!
Have a great week. Bye, y'all.